hormones are going wild. You know, I was looking at your label's website, which we didn't mention is Crossbill Records.
Yes.
And they have a great description here of what you what you're doing here. It says here that it's sort of a vision of Central and Eastern Kentucky as if arranged by Moondog and filtered through Hayao Miyazaki's Princess Mononoke.
Mm-hmm.
And that you cite the human-headed deer in Mononoke as whose every step brings life and destruction as a recurring inspiration.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, I guess, like we were talking about before, I mean, I think even the maybe the sort of darker moments on the record or reflections on loss or on death or something, sort of in that movie, there's that deer in the movie is sort of this force of nature that's kind of, I'm sounding like a bad like philosophy 101 class or something, but sort of really not Western Christian religion type of thing. It strikes me as this kind of like force that's not good or not evil, but just sort of like unstoppable, and anything that's destroyed, every step it takes, all these like little ferns and flowers and animals pop up and stuff. And I think of Central Kentucky and Eastern Kentucky that way.
Really? Yeah.
So, and I don't know, I think for a long time I too have just been trying to write about where I grew up in that part of the country in a way that makes more sense to me. It's like, I absolutely love mountain music and country music and old country music and even cheesy contemporary country music and stuff. But just trying to find a different way to talk about those things in that area that is different than that stuff, or it makes more sense to me. So
I don't know. I sort of get a druid sense out of it.
I should totally wear a cloak. I should totally wear a cloak when I fly.
Well, people might misconstrue that as something else. So.
That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's this guy from Kentucky that wears a cloak. That'd be really bad.
No. But you know, how do you balance that living in Brooklyn too? I mean, you're not always in Brooklyn. You're mm-hmm. touring a lot, so but that's your home base these days.
Yeah, I mean, I love Brooklyn too, and I still really love the Bay Area where I used to live. I don't know. I get to play. I just have a smile on my face the whole time. I get to play with everybody in here because been out on the road and haven't been able to squish everybody in the minivan and stuff, schedules permitting and stuff. So it's just great to hear everybody play here with me today.
Oh, yeah, great for us too. Yes. So what do you have next for us in here?
I think we might just do one more.
Right.
We might do an older one. I hope I'm in tune. It's called Don't Let Me Out.
Okay.
I'm gonna just think that I'm in tune.
If you want to check it for a moment, I'll mention once again that Matt and friends are playing at Zebulon on Thursday the 28th, and in Philadelphia at Danger Danger on July 30th. And parts around the country and Knoxville eventually in your home state on August 8th. So all this is up on Matt's website, mattbauermusic.com. You can check out all the information right there, and videos and everything else. All right.
Cool. You guys good? All right.